We just won 15 games in a row, and I think all of us knew that, like, that's going to end at some point. It just happened to end tonight, so they're already refocused. I wanted to go in and talk to the team, and Sonny and Wilson were already handling it. I'll leave that message for in there. The focus is there now on, you know, that's behind us, and the big thing is if we continue to play baseball that way, regardless of how many wins in a row, like, we're going to win a heck of a lot more than we lose. So that's the focus now. But, no, I think everybody knew, like, it's going to end at some point. It happened to end tonight, and now we got to refocus.
That's our guy, Chad Tracy, the one that we saw first interview we did with him. We're like, this is the guy that's going to put him on a 15-game winning streak, turn things around. We didn't exactly say that, but we knew that he was a quality manager and that everything would eventually get turned around. That you want? Okay, what's more impressive, what Chad Tracy did or what the GM of the Sixers did? Because both of them did it in no time flat.
Sixers GM got a gift. Tracy had to work for it. I mean, he was on, what's that app he was on twice? Giving the team a message, Teamwork?
Yeah, Teamwork's app. You go on their website, it doesn't work, so I don't know how.
You have to have an account.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it is. You have to have like a gold card.
Okay.
But by the way, Rich, the last time we have Toronto fans lined up outside the studio here, last time Toronto was in town in June, you got swept by this team, 6-1, 3-0, and 4-3. So hopefully it's better this time around.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, hopefully. I mean, God knows that they're trending in that direction, but it'll be a nice little measuring stick. It is going to be cool to see because I think all of us believe that this team is way more like the team that we've seen over the last several weeks than they were at the beginning of the season. But, you know, there is still that, well, show me. You know, we know that these are mostly the same guys. Let's hope they don't fall back into their bad habits. And I think that Chad Tracy is a major part of why they were able to make that big turn. By the way, you can call us at 617-779-7937. What was that, Ted? Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, just speaking of that, I was looking back at that series. You were 1-for-19 with runners in scoring position in the Toronto series. You sunk to 14 games under, lowest point of the year. Mm. And you're right, Rich, it's the same team. So is it? There's no chance they go back to being that team, right? And this was a fluke? You can't have a fluky 15-game winning streak, can you?
I don't believe so. Because, you know, it's also the technical stuff. It's the stuff we've talked about, you know, now that the driveline guy is gone. Apparently, according to, you know, everything we've read, they're smarter at the plate. They're taking more walks. You know, they're better at bunting.
They show up later. They don't show up till like 6 o'clock.
That's right. They don't waste time anymore. No, but it is. I feel like they philosophically have an identity on offense. Like, they know what they are on offense. Where back then, I don't think they knew what they were. I mean, they move guys around, they sacrifice flies, they bunt, they steal, they do all that stuff small ball teams do, and they never did at the start of the season.
This is an interesting nugget from Bob Nightingale, who has been on the show several times from USA Today. It's weird. Like, outside of Bob Nightingale, I can't think of anything from USA Today other than bright colors and big fonts. it's kind of like a newsman.
It made me happy. Every time I saw it in the hotel lobby, I loved USA
weird.
Today.
I had the same reaction.
I don't even think I read the paper. I just got it and wanted to look at it.
Wow, red ink.
Yeah,
it was so weird.
Look at that. It's cool. Page.
It's words you don't have to look up in a dictionary. Yep. It's basically, you could be hit in the head with a shovel 10 times and pick up a USA Today and completely understand what they're saying, which is good. But Bob Nightingale's great, and he's obviously very, very plugged in. But he's essentially confirming something that for a while now has been a rumor that's been floating out there. He said that the Red Sox now plan to be aggressive buyers. And then he said they've got plenty of money in the coffers after unloading Rafael Devers last summer and have no hesitancy in acquiring big stars. And this is where he confirms something that's been around for a long, long time. He said they made attempts to acquire Angels center fielder Mike Trout in the past. And this time, they have their eyes on Angels shortstop, Zach Neto, and then C.J. Abrams for the Washington Nationals. So basically he's confirming that Mike Trout was a real thing that the Red Sox were going after. Now, I don't know what you would have to give up to get Mike Trout. And Mike Trout, I'm a positive, has a no-trade clause, and I don't know
if he wanted to go to Philly, his hometown, over the All-Star break, and he said no, or basically, I mean, kind of hinted that he would not do it.
Soft.
But do you believe they were? I mean, because this is interest Kings Red Sox again.
I don't.
They've said that so many times that we were in on Shohei. You know, okay,
would that have made sense? Mike Trout on this team, this young team, of just young 4A guys and up and comers.
Well, like, can we go back real quick to
the small ball team? Yeah.
Well, Ted, let's go back to when it was Buster Olney who came on our show and said that even ownership had started making calls about getting a bat in here. And couldn't you see there being a conversation about the fans hate us now? We need to get a star in here, somebody that will make us the story of Major League Baseball, that will get people to love us again, you know, someone we can put on the commercials, because that may have been after Roman Anthony was injured. And so the guy who sold the most jerseys in Fenway Park was going to be nowhere to be found for a while, and they needed to save face in some sort of way. And what better way to do it than to make a gigantic splash?
I mean, it just could have been the owners, the two owners, John Henry and the owner of the Anaheim Angels, talking at the owners' meeting about a deal, and now it's like being reported as they were in pursuit of Mike Trout, which I think is, I think you see it happening that way and it being just overblown and not that.
We'll offer you Marcelo Meyer for Mike Trout. Well, see, we tried. We were in on it.
Right, sure. Right.
And there's this great pitcher we have named Brian Bayo that you might really, really
he's
like.
He's a fixer-upper. Yeah.
He's like an old Volkswagen. Yeah. You know, give him a little love and we'll see what he can do.
I mean, you know teams do that, right? I mean, were the Celtics really in on Giannis? Were they really in?
Well, I do believe that.
Okay, well, so a lot of people don't. A lot of people think it was just a ruse. I mean, I think teams act like they're interested in players.
Now, Juan Soto, I don't know. That was
when they have no real intention of you know, right, making a trade.
Were they going to pay Juan Soto $700 million? I don't know. They said they were.
Let's go to Wally on line one. Wally, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
Wally dropped. We dropped him.
Oh, we got Wally. Okay. I'll take a call from anyone named Wally. I just love that name.
Oh, Wally's the man. He's a longtime caller. Red Sox.
Oh, is he? Oh.
Passionate Sox, man.
I love
By the
love
way,
it.
I was looking up these numbers. I think it was Spear who had this in the Globe this morning. Sox are the 39th team in MLB history to be 14 down and get back to 500. 20 of those teams went on to finish over 500. Only three have made the postseason after being 14 games under during a season. Last team to do it was the 05 Astros. So
yeah,
this is historic if you can keep this playoff pace up right now. That's the company you're in. Pretty impressive.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
They were the third wild card team last year and had 87 wins.
Mm-hmm.
How many wins they're going to have? If they go 500 from this point in, they're basically around 83, 84 wins.
I mean, the AL is so bad that could get it done.
That's what I'm saying. It could probably, because the AL is as bad as it is, I can see history repeating itself.
Yeah, right now, Seattle's 51-52, and they're two games out of the wild card.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, this is going to be interesting with Craig Breslow. He talked earlier about what their plan is coming up, and I don't know what to make of it, because right now it just kind of seems like it's all over the place. And Ted, you and I seem to have the same idea of how we think this is all going to end. And if it does end that way, I don't know how much of a pass you can give Craig Breslow, despite the things that we've all had to kind of sit and eat, you know, like some humble pie on, like firing Alex Cora and some of these signings and moves that he made that ended up, you know, paying off here in this stretch. So let's play that clip when we get back next. Craig Breslow talks about where his head is at, what kind of moves he's going to make, what kind of player he's looking for, and apparently it's not Mike Trout, according to what we're hearing from Bob Nightingale, but we'll get to that right after this.